Superkakerlake.
Wir sind hier auf der Musikmesse 2014, Modulare Synthesizer. Ich habe jetzt hier einen Gesprächspartner, und zwar Mark Werbus. Er hat einen Synthesizer entwickelt, beziehungsweise modulare Elemente für einen modularen Synthesizer entwickelt. Wir werden uns ein bisschen darüber unterhalten. Hello Mark, you're here at Musikmesse and you brought a synthesizer with you.
That's correct. And this is my first time in Musikmesse. So it's an eye-opening experience for me, because it's huge and there are so many different things being shown, and it's a very creative and interesting atmosphere.
And the synthesizer you brought with you, it consists of various oscillators, filters and VCAs, maybe something like low frequency oscillators or multi oscillators, whatever. What, from your point of view, is the special ingredients or the special functionality of this device?
Well, this is a brand new product line that I'm doing, and we just launched it in America in January, and are in the process of bringing it to Europe, distributed by Augsphere. And historically, my involvement in synthesizers has been as a repair technician specializing in vintage Buchla systems, and as a custom module builder for modules that worked in vintage Buchla systems. So I wanted to bring some of the ideas that I think were in some of these vintage synthesizers that have been overlooked or have been underexploited in the modern age of analog synthesizers. And I wanted to bring some of my ideas that I'd been working with in this other format out to the masses, as it were, with the Eurorack system and the explosion of excitement and interest surrounding so many new manufacturers and so many new users who, because of the Eurorack system, which was originally created by Dieter Dopfer in the 90s, because it has now grown into being its own marketplace, even separate from other synthesizer types, that it's the place to be right now for modular users.
I see. So for yourself, you say there's a basis, a very solid foundation on, let's say, engineering, designing skills of such modules. And there's also a quite huge market of users for modular synthesizers, which are based, for example, on the Eurorack system, for example. What are these special ideas you mentioned, or the special possibilities you think are a good idea to put them into modules?
Part of the reason that right now is such an exciting time for modular synthesizer users is that the advances in digital techniques allow miniature computers to be inside of a Eurorack module and do functions that would have never been possible in the technology in the first wave of modular synthesizers. That, however, is not what I'm doing. Because my roots are more planted in the vintage world, and been working with systems that are based on discrete transistors and different old ways of doing things, that a lot of people would say there's no reason to do them that way anymore. So I'm still doing that, and so this is in one way my special what I bring to the table, but also presenting some of the control ideas and the ways of handling whatever information that we're getting from the devices in ways that I think are more musical. So thinking of the individual modules as instruments rather than as tools.
Yeah, this sounds interesting. So it means it's not about having a knob and controlling a special parameter from an oscillator, which is a technical parameter, more of having a knob which controls a parameter which is more suitable, used by a musician.
Well, correct, which in context of frequency you know, the engineer calls it a frequency, but the musician calls it a pitch. And it's the same thing, really, but it's a different way of thinking. And that's not exactly what I mean, but I'd mean, like, for instance, in my harmonic oscillator, one of the modules that I'm showing, I have a regular oscillator core, but it creates the first eight harmonics as sine waves up from the root frequency, and then has the a mixer to blend between them with some possibilities for blending them in a musical way, rather than trying to figure out what to do with eight separate signals and then having to patch eight cables into some sort of other module and then having to figure out how to address all of that material in this external mixer of some sort, or VCAs or something like that, presenting it right there in the module itself with controls that are intuitive and let the mixture happen dynamically and intuitively, so that maybe when the musicians look at the module, they don't immediately understand what it is, but the moment that they see how it can be used, they have the sort of aha moment where they say, oh yes, now I get it, and I want to have that. So,
I always wanted to have that.
Yeah. And we all want to have that moment where we feel like suddenly I want to go and make more music because this makes me think of so many things that I would have never thought of. This makes me inspired. And that's really what I want as a musician, and it's what I want as a designer for other people to have.
Well, I can imagine this is quite a challenge, because if you think of traditional instruments like a violin or a flute, which have been developed and optimized over decades, hundreds of years, and there's a lot of knowledge of instrument builders inside them, how to solve certain things, and a lot of instrumentalists complaining or wishing about certain features. So this was a long way to get to this optimized instrument. This is quite a challenge to have this in this very rapid changing technology, to find the musical interesting parameters or tools, isn't it?
It's an interesting point, because I don't really have an understanding of how an instrument could have been developed over the course of hundreds of years, how a lute becomes a guitar. It's a mystery to all of us, I think. Obviously, everything in our time is on a much faster timeline, where communication is instantaneous and everyone around the world is connected. And so in a way, no one is designing an instrument anymore. We're all designing our own instruments, and that's really what the charm of the modular world, and particularly the Eurorack modular world, is that anything can be combined with anything else, and we can actually grab, in the system context, can grab each special feature that we like and put them together, and no one can stop us. So that's a sort of paradigm shift from the idea of an instrument that was developed over a really long time period, and then is for a clarinet player, the clarinet is perfect. It's exactly the way it should be and the way it will be. So really the player's responsibility is to become a better player of the clarinet, not to invent a better clarinet.
Yeah.
And I think that modular synthesis actually confuses these two issues in a way. But what draws a lot of people, traditional musicians, what draws them to electronic music often is that they no longer have to spend a lifetime learning to play the instrument. They can actually just dream it up and do it. And it's not about practicing, it's about actually making art.
I see this is a challenge also for the musicians, which maybe be also now composers, well, of course, but also instrument makers. So you have the ability to have a vision how a sound might sound like, but you also have the burden to find your way through all these modules and technical possibilities to make this sound be heard.
True. And we all, as module designers in this community, we have some sort of responsibility to make something that is our own, that isn't just like everything else. But I think that it's important to remember that they're instruments, and although they're not power tools, they're tools for doing something. They're tools but doing something creative, which is important too. And we can't forget that our responsibility is to make life easier, or make the process easier or more inspiring for someone else. So I take pride in my work, but I'm not making the instrument so that I'm great. I'm trying to make the instrument so that something great can be created, probably by somebody else, by using it.
Okay, I see. Well, of course, it's very difficult to predict the future, but what, from your point of view, or from your experience, or from your vision, which are the paths, the ways in which modular synthesis might develop? What do you think might be interesting in the future?
Well, as I said before, I think that the unique part of right now is the combination of modern microprocessor technology into analog modulars, which we can say that they're still analog because the signal that we're patching in the cables is analog, but maybe behind the panel is something completely digital. However, in a perfect world, the device is designed sort of from the outside in, meaning that we dream up the interface and then we try to figure a way to make that interface possible. So in that world, nothing can go obsolete and nothing can become irrelevant, because it's always just as cutting edge as it ever was from the outside. And it doesn't matter if it's made from 300 discrete transistors or if it's made from a single chip that's doing everything. Right now we're really at the beginning phases of my system. I only have 5 modules, but I do have some other designs that I have been working on and am kind of along the way already. I have a keyboard module, and I'm working on an envelope generator and some other ideas, and hopefully those will come soon. And I'm really excited about Europeans getting their hands on my designs, and I've gotten a lot of great feedback at the show, and I'm looking forward to a relationship with Alex Thea and with Andreas Schneider and his company, and I think this is a great time to be doing this.